flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Conwell inside pass to Fremantle. The ball taken right away by Kadari.
That was beautiful.
Outlet pass goes to Wilcher. Inside to Edgefor. Lays it up and in. Zumi Edgefor puts St. John's ahead 67-65.
There you go, old St. Right. Johnny's from last night. So make sure we get BT on the call.
Good job.
Insert a little bit there, but the big win last night, we were on hand to see it. So special call today from the Johnny's win last night over Xavier.
I like it. You know, I heard Jerry play some of these cuts here, but I noticed Jerry never has my voice in there.
I mean, it's your show. I wanted to make sure
we get
your voice on there.
Of course,
it was part
I appreciate
of the,
that.
I guess when they're cutting it, obviously, you know, they.
You're doing your job.
I don't need to. But I'm saying you're doing your job as a color commentator, just not jumping Minko.
No, I lay out. Yeah. I can't stand. I mean, I'm not saying I never jump him, but right. I mean, you gotta, when you get the moment, you gotta lay out, let the guy do his job. I can't stand like these crazy lunatic analysts. And I'm definitely animated in the booth. I mean, I'm loud and I'm me. I mean, I'm the guy that I'm doing the show is the same guy doing the games pretty much. But I can't stand when great calls are ruined by some clown color guy jumping in and ruining the moment.
Yelling at
can't
the top
stand
of his
it.
Lungs.
Oh, and, yeah, whoa, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
No, I know. It does take discipline, though, as somebody who did that once.
Took me a long time to finally get there. Trust me.
I used to try to not say anything for Jerry, but you'd hear me in the background going, oh, God, you did it. By the way, I have gotten word back from Susan Waldman. Remember, I wanted to ask her about what she thought of Wicked. You guys are making fun of me.
Yep.
She said she liked it a lot. Didn't give love.
But?
No, liked it a lot, and they were great. Only problem was that the movie was a little bit longer than the entire Broadway show, and it's still not over. But it's still a great movie. And
well, she didn't say it was great. She said it was good.
No, she said she liked it a lot, and they were great. That is, quote, they were great.
That's not the most...
She also said, don't let them make fun of you. Only people that don't have a heart don't like that movie.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she did, and she is right. How could you not like that movie? Thank you, Susan. I'm with you.
I mean, listen, it's not a bad, and it's not an indictment of the movie, but it's not an overwhelming endorsement. She liked it. Yeah. She liked it.
And I got to be honest with you. This is like, I've heard multiple people get upset by the fact that there's a part two. It's only one. Like, the Broadway show is one version.
And that's the thing. And remember, Susan is a Broadway, you know, aficionado.
Absolutely.
And I love the Broadway play Wicked. But so could you have made it shorter? I guess I enjoyed it. So if I enjoy it, it's like the ball games. Like, my issue was never the amount of time that it takes to play a ball game, especially if I'm going, I love it, I don't want it to end. My issue was the quality of play. If it were a crappy movie, I don't care if it were done in 90 minutes,
yeah. It's
not good. So if it's good and I'm enjoying it, like, there was maybe one scene I could have done without for 10 minutes or so. All right, trim that up.
Okay. But, I mean, listen, I do understand that. Like, the movie Casino is like three hours.
Yeah, long, I know.
I wasn't sitting there saying, you know, get Sharon Stone and get, you know, De Niro off my screen. No, I was immersed in every second because I loved it. So, I mean, I understand that, but 240 for Wicked to me is just long.
All right, BT and Sal on
no matter what Susan says.
Yeah, and there's a part two on top of that. That's
great. And I'm looking
forward
to it. You
talk about 5 hours worth of Wicked.
Yeah, okay.
What's
well, you watch these
you?
Stupid movies with cliffhangers all the time, these Marvel movies. And
I don't watch
the
them
Avengers.
Anymore.
They
I'm
keep
done.
Coming out with those things like it's enough.
Hoff, will you? Now, Hoff's got three boys. Will you watch this? Not that it's a gendered thing necessarily, but...
No one's shown it. I think they already saw it.
There you go.
I think two of my kids saw it already with my wife, but I my oldest and myself, we
have not watched it. Just open up to it and maybe even start liking that song.
Hey, dude, I mean...
Popular.
Yeah. You could tell everybody what I was doing during the break here.
Frozen, just, but, I know.
No. I just put on Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted. Then you and I were both singing the words here. We knew it. So
yesterday was Frozen. Today it was
Hopelessly Devoted. When's tomorrow going to be Annie? At this rate? Jeez.
Oh, I don't know, bro. I'm going to have to take away your man card. Yeah, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jimmy wants to chime in on the best soundtracks. What's up, Jimmy in Plymouth?
What's up, Sound BT? I'm very surprised nobody has mentioned The Godfather. You know, you got the opening scene, you got the ending scenes with all that action going on, and it tells the journey of multiple different characters.
Not bad.
Want to hear your guys' thoughts?
Didn't even enter my realm of thought, and it's one of my favorite movies. Like, from I would almost go maybe Raging Bull with the young De Niro as a better soundtrack. I didn't even think of Godfather.
Me neither. I mean, it is a great song, and it does get you in the feel for the movie, and I love the movies. Top five movies, maybe a different story, but for now, we're powering up with movie soundtracks. I'm with you. The Godfather did not resonate with me with the soundtrack.
You know what I did think of, and it's tough because I don't think there's any words, Star Wars. Like when the TIE fighter sound, the way they zoom through space, or.
Well, I mean, now it's a whole different category of award here.
I know. That's why I didn't stretch the boundaries. I didn't.
Sound and whatever you call it, technical sound and.
More of a
composer.
A score.
The score. Oh, okay. The score. Well,
yes.
Maybe next time. Top
I took
five
music.
Scores.
I played the Glockenspiel in high school.
What?
I played the Glockenspiel in high school.
What's a glockenspiel?
I didn't think you ever heard. Hoff, do you know anything about the glockenspiel?
I feel like I've heard
of
it.
So you know about the flute, but you don't know about the glockenspiel?
What is a glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel. is it a gun?
No.
It's not a bad guess. It's an instrument.
Glock. I've heard a Glock.
Of course. A glockenspiel. Look it up. Okay. It's German. I think it's GlockenSpiel.
I would have never have you pegged for a glockenspiel.
Trust me, I didn't want to do it. The only reason I did is because the high school that I went to, you have to do... JROTC for the first year.
Yeah.
At least the first semester.
Like, xylophone.
Yeah. No, it's actually really cool. I actually did that in the St. Patrick's Day parade as a freshman. Yeah. I marched.
Wait, really?
I had to.
What school did you go to that they call this a glockenspiel?
Well, what's it called?
A xylophone.
Did you wear an outfit?
No, what?
When you were with the band, did you wear like an outfit, like the hat and stuff?
No. You wore your green military.
It wasn't the band.
It was JROTC.
Like
no,
like a,
dude,
a beanie
stop.
Thing on top of it.
With twirling the thing. No, I wasn't. Not
no
even
baton
close.
For
no,
you?
No, no batons.
The glockenspiel. I had the violin. That was it.
Yeah, the glockenspiel. Hey, by the way, is your boy Pete going to sign with the Angels today? 4 years? What a man.
I don't know if I'm buying the rumors and rumblings talking about maybe him with the Blue Jays or whatever. We'll see. I do feel like we might be getting closer to a resolution, but who knows? Maybe that'll be tomorrow's topic on the show. And, of course, Championship Sunday, so we'll have our picks on a Football Friday, one of the final Football Fridays of the year. That does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Great show.
It was fun, BT. We'll do it again tomorrow to close out the week. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.